ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the National University of Samoa is celebrating 40 years of success with the signing of a five-year partnership with the University of Auckland to ensure effective pathways for tertiary success for Samoan students. Both will work together to share knowledge in specific research areas such as culture, climate change, health and education. And one of those who was part of this historical signing was Pro Vice-Chancellor Pacific, Professor in Pacific Studies, Waipapa Tau Mataro, University of Auckland, Jemima Tiatia Siao. With that, I say mahalole soifua, Professor.
Hello, lovely soy for Agnes.
Oh, so good to have you join us this morning. Just to really speak about the significant signing that happened in Samoa. Before we get into that, though, I mean, how did this initiative come about? I mean, can you maybe at least tell us how long you were in dialogue for this to actually get across the line?
Right, yeah. So it has probably been in the front and center of my mind for a couple of years, well, since I assumed the role of Pro Vice Chancellor. And on November last year, the Vice Chancellor of National University of Samoa and I were attending a meeting in Samoa at the International Science Council, and I spoke to her about the prospect of working more closely together, and she was keen on that, and it was an opportunity then to perhaps push for a university-wide MOU, so it covers all our staff and all our students on both sides, you know, both academic and professional staff as well. And so our Vice-Chancellor was supportive of this, and our university is supportive of this, because, you know, we do support the interests and advancement of Pacifica interests. And so then we met face-to-face because our Vice-Chancellor, Professor Dawn Freshwater, considered that it was so important to engage face-to-face. As we all know, as Pacifica, you get better outcomes when you're face-to-face rather than digitally. But it was so seamless. It was amazing.
That's great to hear, Professor, because, you know, Samoa has a long history with Aotearoa New Zealand, right? I'm just wondering, what then does this partnership mean in terms of academic achievement? Like, is there some sort of tangible value that you guys have sort of placed on this MOU?
Yeah, it is the hope that we grow more Pacifica research leaders and just increase opportunities and access for our staff and students. And I think when we talk about Pacific-led research, what that comprises is, as I said, growing leadership of academics. For example, that there are more of us as first-name principal investigators on, say, funding grants, and we're first authors on publications. And so the inception or drive or leadership, any idea that emerges is by Pacifica, for Pacifica, or by Samoan, for Samoan. And this, on the other hand, also grows the academic journeys of our staff and giving our students a wider range of the possibilities, and re-indigenizing spaces and having some control over our Pacifica or Pacific data sovereignty. So there's so much opportunities. In fact, the MOU, there were like seven activities that we signed off on, and it's staff and student exchanges, transdisciplinary research collaborations, broadening our postgraduate options by way of like co-supervision and access to external examiners, scholarships, internships that we may explore between the two institutions, staff training opportunities at either institutions where they arise, just knowledge sharing, you know, library service, student services, data collection, anything that we can share, and joint sponsorships of like seminars, conferences. So it's really just acting in true partnership, and we'll have to work through the detail, but 5 years, I think, will put us in a really strong position.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to think of things practically, though, Professor, you know, what are the desired outcomes that you are even expecting from this collaboration?
I mean, it can be, limitless, but some real tangible ones, I think, that we can kickstart off with is increasing joint research projects and publications, so a lot of writing together, as I mentioned, transferring and sharing of knowledge, sharing our resources. There's also opportunities for students from both our institutions to study abroad, We also have cultural exchanges, and you and I know, you know, this would be particularly important for our students and stuff that are in the diaspora and having to reconnect with the motherland, and for NUS students or students in Samoa to step outside their comfort zones. And so, yeah, I mean, it is also increasing the visibility of both our institutions and just really enhancing our global presence. So I consider there is nothing best than positive that can emerge from this, particularly around our community development and well-being.
Yeah, I mean, have you been able to, or were you able to get some sort of feedback from the students of the, you know, University of Samoa? Because like you say, there's potential pathways, right? There's either scholarships, there's cultural exchanges. Any feedback?
Funnily enough, on the day we were signing, students were enrolling, so we didn't quite have that engagement on the day. But hearing from, you know, the deans, directors, the vice-chancellor and deputy vice-chancellor, that this would be really helpful for their students, particularly where they come across any barriers to say, get into our university and we'll work through that detail. This gives us kind of like a mandate to be able to now pick up on any barriers. But I think what was really telling for me and what really hit me in the heart was that we heard from NUS, their leaders, that, you know, the University of Auckland is the closest to NUS. And what we heard from alumni, those that have studied with us, is that it'll be a whole lot more cost-effective now. Students can just do the one stop into Auckland for them and their families, and rather than, say, a two flights or three flights and a drive, for example, to other locations. So, as I said, this is limitless, and we need to think of innovative and creative ways of how we can just grow this relationship.
Yeah, I love that. Well, you know, what was interesting, I saw that you even met the Prime Minister, Whia Mea Naomi Mataafa, who, of course, has been, you know, the former education minister. I'm wondering, what was that conversation like? Because I know she's a big advocate for education.
Oh, and that's exactly it. You know, in that engagement with her, humbling, of course, we were able to just talk about some global trends around education, and our Vice-Chancellor was able to give better or deeper insight to the Honourable Whia Mea. And Whia Mea is just, as you know, such an advocate for education and our young people. And she was, like, so impressed, was so happy that it had finally happened. And when you think that our university has been in existence for, like, 141 years, now to finally have this partnership, which is epic and historic, it's just, it's a win for all of us. You know, not just our university, but for everyone. And I guess it's just shining a light on the possibilities and the dream. I know that may sound cliche, but that is totally it. And it also demonstrates our commitment as the University of Auckland towards advancing Pacifica interests and growing our own and just really stamping our mark on the globe. And if it means bringing ours along with us, then that's what it will have, you know, that's what it takes.
I do have to ask, though, Professor, has there been any challenges, or do you see any challenges with the current state of education, though, in Samoa?
That's a tough question, Agnes, and I don't feel quite qualified to be able to comment on that. Like any small island developing state, I'd say, you know, resource will always be a challenge. It's a challenge for us in Aotearoa, so I can only but imagine how challenging it is across the region in our homelands. Mm. And so this is definitely an opportunity to be able to share resource or find better ways in which we can support each other. And the way that we grow our Pacifica in this institution, why can't it be the same for NUS? And there's so much that NUS can offer us. So it is a give and take, a true collaboration. No big sister, little sister. We're both on equal footing. And, yeah, it's a win. I consider it such an historic win for both Waipapa Tū Matauru and the National University of Samoa. And also just recognising our New Zealand's close relationship with Samoa via the Treaty of Friendship.
Yes, yeah. Well, and that is it, because obviously, again, like I said, there's a long history, a long friendship between Aotearoa and New Zealand. Have you actually then, you know, for many years, there's been many students that go to China. Is that still the case, though?
I'd say so. I mean, we, to some universal, if not most, you know, it is about developing global citizens, and that's what we will continue to do. And I just wanted to add too that although it's NUS and we are UOA, it doesn't necessarily mean that this is just for Samoan staff or just for Samoan students. This is open to Pacifica, anyone studying at either institution. So I just wanted to make that quite clear.
No, that's great. Yes, because I was going to ask, was there any sort of future potential for this type of MOU or Memorandum of Understanding for other universities across the Pacific region?
As I understand, NUS does have existing MOUs with two other tertiary institutions. But what's poignant about this, what we have is that it is university-wide. And then again, that allows us to potentially grow across the Pacific. But the time we had in Samoa, with the signing of the MOU, we also had the opportunity to connect with our University of Auckland alumni. Oh, it was amazing to sit in a room full of greatness and brilliance. And these are people that were trained at our university and have either stayed back home or have returned back home to serve. We met with Samoa's only cardiologist, the only psychiatrist. In the room, we had the Attorney General, the New Zealand High Commissioner, doctors, lawyers, engineers, all ages. And I just sat in that room and I thought, wow, look at the possibilities. And so this alumni group now is forming a network in Samoa, and it is the dream and the hope now that we just give back to the next generation, the up and coming at both institutions. So all round, it wasn't just about the MOU. It's just bigger picture thinking and bigger picture commitment.
And we always love hearing about Brown Excellence, and you are definitely someone who inspires a lot of not just students themselves, but women also too, Jemima. So look, we just really appreciate your time this morning. So for Dai Tere Lava for speaking to us this morning.
Oh, for today's dear lover, Agnes.
No worries. All the best with the program. That, of course, is Pro Vice Chancellor Pacific, Professor in Pacific Studies, Waipapa Taumātauru, University of Auckland, Jemima Tiatia Siau.